South Sudan's Auditor General, Stephen Wondu, says the unpredictable exchange rates of the US dollars to South Sudanese pound dates back to an audit report he submitted to the Central Bank of South Sudan in 2013. He says the report had good recommendations. Wondu says the Bank of South Sudan is not keen on supervising foreign exchange rate at commercial banks.
We have consistently found out that the Bank of South Sudan supervisory activity is not adequate. The Bank of South Sudan has not been able to supervise the commercial banks in terms of where the foreign exchange that is given to the commercial banks is utilized. Neither is the Bank of South Sudan really having adequate control of its own currency unit. We have cases about mismanagement of currency in the central bank. So the foreign currency that is auctioned and given to the Forex Bureau and the commercial banks does not translate into imported goods at that exchange rate.
Wondu added that once a foreign currency finds itself in the black market, prices of basic commodities could shoot up due to the cost incurred during imports. Yosa Otuha is a trader at Libya Market in Juba. He says the government of South Sudan is doing very little to control the exchange rate of South Sudanese pound to the US dollars.
The government should set a regulatory body that can help in controlling the dollar prices. Maybe we could be talking of a bureau of standard, so that they are going to control, or they will impose things, laws that will govern the day-to-day running of the dollars, because at the moment everything depends on the black market.
Otuha stressed that the government of South Sudan should give foreign currency to forex bureaus at a set exchange rate. He says the uncontrolled skyrocketing dollar exchange rate in South Sudan is not good news to traders who import goods from Kenya, Sudan and Uganda. The official South Sudan government rate stands at one US dollar exchanging for 840 South Sudanese pound. The parallel market sells one US dollar for 860 South Sudanese pounds. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shiapai in Juba.